Hainkam community is part of the Waita San groups in Southern Africa, which are sometimes called Bushmen.
Do you have an idea of how many San people we have in Southern Africa?
Roughly, the total population of the San people is estimated around 100,000. Half of the population of that 100,000 is based in Botswana.
What's the situation of the San people in Southern Africa in general?
Over the past 10 years, I could say there is some little improvement in terms of the San development. If I could talk from Namibian perspective, the government have created a San development program under the office of the Prime Minister. These programs take care of the needs of the San people or marginalized communities. In other countries like Botswana, there are some improvements, but as I understood, there are also some challenges when it comes to land issues and the issues of the extractive industries, who are the biggest threat now to indigenous people's land. If I could come briefly to South Africa, there are some improvements in other areas, but there are some challenges such as the non-recognition of indigenous languages. Although the constitution is saying that they should be officially recognized, the government is still in the process to formulate laws which will really allow them to upgrade them to an indigenous status.
How do some people survive? How do they live? Because traditionally they were hunters and gatherers.
Yeah, they have been hunting and gathering, but this kind of lifestyle is now disappearing, and now their livelihood depends mostly from tourism. Sometimes people are marketing their culture to earn some income. This is sometimes hijacked by the tour operators, who take over in the name of promising good returns to people, and most of the profits are pocketed by the tour operators. In Namibia and Botswana, they have got conservancies where they are allowed to use the natural resources for their own benefit. For instance, if they get the hunting quotas, maybe an elephant is shot, they get money from hunting. And of course, most of the people are domestic workers or farm workers, especially the farm workers is the biggest employer in South Africa and Namibia and even in Botswana.
Now, when they become farm workers, what happens to their culture?
That's the biggest challenge, because at the farm you are on somebody's property and you have to adhere to his rules and regulations. For instance, people are not allowed to do certain things like trance dance or healing dances. For instance, the farmer is saying that people are making noise. So in this case, the culture is dying out because they are not practicing it.
Tell me about education. Are the San people getting modern education as it is known now?
There are a number of San people who went through the higher education, and some of them went to university. This was especially spearheaded by the NGOs and some support from the government, who identified people who qualified for universities but not having some funds to access the university. So in Namibia, in Botswana, the government have relaxed even the entry level of universities to accommodate these people to access the higher education. We have got nurses, we have got some teachers, although I wanted to see some lawyers and judges.
So the way you are saying it, the San people actually are prepared to, should I say, adapt to modernity?
Yeah, since we are in a changing world, we need to change and adapt to certain levels just to survive. It is actually a pressure sometimes for people to adapt to certain way of life, but there is no way people have to adapt to survive in modern world.
Is the San language written?
Only Tsonwasi and Kwetum and Naro are in the writing form, but Hainkom and others, Kung, are not yet in the written form.
What do you expect to come out of this session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues?
Since this is a review year, we want to see what recommendations might, since the establishment of the Permanent Forum, have been implemented. And of course, some of them have been implemented, but there are some challenges for others to implement the remaining recommendations.
You made mention of the fact that some of the recommendations that have been made have been implemented. Can you give me an example or two?
In terms of health and education, there were some good progress made that we are seeing some improvement in the lives of the indigenous people. Clinics are built near the communities where they are. New schools are built on the village levels, so services are brought to the people.
What about the challenges that are remaining?
The challenges that are remaining are the access to some of the services. For instance, judiciary is one of the difficult areas people are accessing, because some of the justice is so far from people and it's very difficult for people to access justice. So what we are pleading with the government is to also bring this service to the communities.